The wind came in sharp, sudden flurries, painfully whipping sand in her face and forcing her to pause. Cindy sniffed loudly as she huddled lower, squeezing her eyes shut and pressing her chin to her chest. This hadn't been at all what she'd imagined when she'd accepted a last-minute assignment down on the Mornington Peninsula.
"Some kids reckon they found bones on a beach. It'll just be a dead animal or a prank, but get a few photos to keep the bosses happy,"
her editor had barked. Cindy had quickly agreed to the job, grateful for the extra money, and picturing a quiet afternoon wandering the rugged coastline, perhaps even sneaking a cheeky seaside lunch of fish and chips. Instead, she'd been left standing in the elements for hours, stranded in the midst of an endless white sandstorm that gave her the distinct impression of being in a desert rather than on a beach.
"Oi!"
She looked up to find a plainclothes officer wildly gesturing.
"We need you to move back. We're closing this area off."
Wrapping her coat around her camera, Cindy shuffled to her right, moving only slightly away from the ever-growing crime scene. As tedious as this assignment was, she was still the only media present, and she wasn't giving up her prime position too easily. Besides, she thought as she reset her equipment, zooming in to the center of the action, it was obvious from the increasing police presence that this was far from a hoax, and the one clear shot she'd got of a bone had certainly looked human to her. Small, though, she remembered, as she watched several officers now spread out, searching the area for further remains. The sound of a helicopter whirring came from overhead, and Cindy stopped taking photographs, instead craning her neck and squinting into the overcast conditions to try to make out any signage on the aircraft. She desperately hoped it was a police vehicle and not a media chopper getting aerial footage. "Damn," she observed a bright red marking, which surely belonged to one of the major commercial television networks. Being a freelance photographer for the Australian Associated Press meant that her job was to provide content that other media agencies didn't have. It was highly competitive, and so far she'd only been entrusted with a few shifts. She needed to prove her worth to her bosses, especially given the way her last photography job had ended. Cindy shuddered, shaking her head as she tried to rid her mind of her first foolish foray into professional photography. The man she'd so stupidly trusted, and the incredibly naive way she'd put her marriage at risk. "It doesn't matter now. I've moved on. We all have,"